remember it being a very cold, very dark night. We got a call of a car which had overturned into a river, which we knew about 2 miles outside of Ellen. I was on my own in the car at the time, so I asked for one of my colleagues to meet me, which we did. Knowing the circumstances, we got the extremely large torches that we have, took them out to the scene whilst asking for other units to come down. We got there within about 5 minutes to a scene of obvious kind of devastation. Car upside down in the water, right almost up to the wheels, and you could hear a kind of young girl at that point kind of screaming to get out of the car. Only thing we could do is try and get in there to try and get these doors open, get to see who was actually in the car. We managed to prise one of the doors open after quite some time to get one of the girls out to safety, which was brilliant. It was ideal. Only then did we realise there was a second girl in the water underneath that we couldn't get access to. The team just pulled together. We managed to, get under the water, get a seatbelt undone, pull her out, got her to the side, and onto the roadside, where we did CPR on her for probably 30-40 minutes until the other emergency services could arrive. And we kept her alive as much as we could to allow her family to be able to at least say goodbye to her the next day, which was just a horrendous thing. It's an automatic thing that you do help each other, but you just know what needs to be done. It's like putting cogs in a wheel. Everyone just knew what had to be done. There was very little words spoken on that night, and we all kind of speak about that. It was silence most of the time. We just knew what had to be done.